How do we say no thank you to fear thoughts, and why is this incredibly helpful? What I do when fear thoughts come into my head is I say no thank you, or I'm not interested in that, or sometimes I even pray, just say God, to bring me back to center. For example, as a parent, it's so often we see our child about to do something, fear thought comes in. We picture them breaking their leg or falling down or getting hurt. And often we try and reject the thought itself and fight back, and or we start yelling at them mindlessly, no, stop that, get off from there. And we don't realize this is just a passing fear thought, and we have the opportunity to say, no, thank you, we're not doing that today. Or what often we do is we go into it, oh yeah, that would really be terrible, wouldn't it? Oh my God. Especially with our finances, it's the beginning of the year. This is often a time where I just got an email from a partner saying, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna have my contract renewed. This is often the kind of thing we go into fear about. Oh my God, now I'm not gonna have any money. What am I gonna do? And we just take it in and digest it and process it. What I do is I say, no, thank you. No, we're not going there. We're not playing that game. I see that thought. I acknowledge it, and we're going to just let that pass by. And then I take conscious control of my imagination. I say some kind of affirmation. For example, with parenting, it's like sometimes all I can do is go, God, please, no thank you. I'm not interested in manifesting another disastrous accident in my mind with, oh, well, my daughter's jumping off the bed. I don't need to sit there and be thinking about, well, what if she breaks her leg? That doesn't matter, whether I think about it or not. In fact, me thinking about it and dwelling on it, oh my God, you're gonna break your leg jumping off the bed, it makes it more likely to happen. I'm grateful today that I'm learning to say no thank you when those thoughts come in. Especially financial insecurity is a thing that as we grind on so much because we want certainty. We want to know that we're going to be able to provide for our family in the future, be able to have a decent, comfortable life of contribution. And any little thing that happens, it's just a fear thought. I've made a big transition in my business the last year, getting out of how I was doing things before and getting into a new way focused on service. And my mind constantly wants more clarity, more data, and it wants things to just be right now. And no thank you. I am imagining things going fantastically. And any other thoughts, I'm not interested in engaging in those. Well, Jerry, what if your business doesn't work out and you have to borrow a bunch of money and then you go, no, thank you. We're not doing that. I'm not interested in that manifesting into my life. I have no desire to bring those ideas into reality. Therefore, it's up to me to say no, thank you to that. In fact, I am rigorous and relentless with my thoughts to not think about anything I don't want brought into reality. In other words, I only think about things I actually want to experience. I used to do the opposite. I'd fantasize the things all the time that I didn't think I could experience or that I was afraid of happening. I remember as a police officer, I used to think all the time about what it'd be like to get shot at work. I thought about that a bunch instead of just saying no thank you. No, thank you. We're not doing the what if I get murdered at night at work. We're not doing that. No, thank you. Imagine a night that's peaceful. Car accidents. This is the kind of thing our brains can dwell on. Well, what if we get in a car accident? I have a friend in AA. He got in a real bad car wreck. And he's been in the hospital for months. And my mind's like, well, you're driving over the same place he wrecked. What if I'm like, no, thank you. No, I'm good. I don't need that. We're not doing that. I imagine we will arrive there safely. And if something else happens, I imagine it's divinely timed and set up as a part of my journey. I'm not interested in that outcome. Well, what if you die? What's your family? No, no, thank you. We're not playing that game. I imagine I'm living in this body till maybe 150 years old in fantastic health. That's what I'm imagining. You might think, well, that's stupid. You got to look at reality. Reality is what I make it and focus on. I have the ability to choose how I'm going to see things. If I end up getting ran over by a car or something, is it better for me to sit there and just be afraid of that the whole time and then for it to happen? Or is it better for me to imagine the life of my dreams and then if I get hit by a car, so what? I had a great life the whole way along to it. How miserable to imagine and engage in those fear thoughts over and over again, then the result of finally experiencing them. I remember on the Tupac song, it's like a coward dies a thousand deaths. A soldier dies but once. The only way we can do this is to say no to those fear thoughts. No, thank you. I'm not picturing my death again today. I've pictured a ton of different death scenarios over the time in this body, and I don't bother with that today because I don't think it'll be that interesting. In fact, whenever it does come up, I picture it nice. I'm like, I picture laying in bed with my wife, holding hands, and just leaving our bodies behind at about 150 years old. And I take conscious control of what I want things to look like. I picture with my money, things going fantastically well. And if not immediately, I imagine and I'm grateful for how much money I can borrow. And I imagine that in time, any amount of money I borrow will be able to be repaid as it has been almost so far. Thus, I'm grateful for the chance to carry this message to you because every single little decision we make like this has a huge impact on our world. It's when we collectively keep engaging in these fear thoughts, we literally have the ability to manifest the disasters we're afraid of. I used to go around afraid of things like shootings. I used to go around carrying a gun and then having to deal with that all the time. And I don't imagine that going on in my life today. And I say no. Well, Jerry, what if someone just starts spraying up the store? No, thank you. What if you get ran over by a car walking your dog? No, thank you. We're not doing that. I imagine we'll have a nice, peaceful walk. And I imagine if a car is about to run me over, it's possible for this body to just get out of the way and do something crazy, whether it's jump over the car, jump out of the way, teleport right through it. Who knows? No thank you to those fear thoughts helps a lot. I am grateful for the chance to share this with you because it helps me in my own practice of doing the same. I'm not immune to fear thoughts. I just see them and let them pass through very quickly. Oh, no thank you. We're not doing the what if. No thank you for that. Well, Jerry, what if your wife had. No thank you. No, we're not playing that game. I appreciate, and the mind gets used to it. And when you don't feed those thoughts, the mind won't throw them up because the mind wants attention. And if you don't pay attention, you just quickly, no thank you, just let the thought go by. The mind will, my mind consistently gives me the things I like and I enjoy because it knows I pay attention to thoughts of what I'd like to manifest. How beautiful the world is. It knows I pay attention to that. So it gives me mostly those thoughts. And it tries the fear thoughts every now and then. And if I sink my teeth into one, oh my God, you're right. What if my daughter does fall and break her leg at bath time? That would be horrible. And as soon as I do that, it'll throw a bunch more. Oh yeah, no thank you, stops it all. All right, so speaking of stop it all, let's stop this whole video and podcast for you today. I love you. You're awesome. And I'm grateful for the chance to share this with you.